All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be talking about something that I think is pretty interesting. It's this idea of unjust enrichment. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's like when someone gets a benefit they really shouldn't have. You know, they didn't earn it. Yeah. And it wouldn't be fair for them to keep it without paying for it.
Right, exactly. Like imagine you go out and you plant this huge field of wheat, and then someone else just comes along and takes all the profit from that wheat that you planted.
Yeah, and they didn't even do any of the work.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. It's this case, Kistler v. Stoddard. It's from Arkansas back in 1985.
A classic case. It shows how the law tries to make things right when someone gets a windfall, you know, a sudden unexpected benefit they didn't really deserve.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to property and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So this case is about a farmer. His name was William Stoddard, and he was a tenant farmer, which means he didn't own the land he farmed on. He was renting it, leasing it from the owner. And he'd been doing this for years and years on this big plantation called Riverdale Plantation.
Over 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, they had this annual lease, right? So every year around January 1st, they'd renew the lease. No problem.
It was a pretty standard setup. You see it a lot in agriculture.
Right. So in the fall of 1981, Stoddard goes out and he plants his winter wheat crop as usual.
And this is important because winter wheat, well, you plant it in the fall, but it doesn't actually get harvested until the following spring.
Right. But here's the thing. Back in 1979, the owner of the plantation, a woman named Margaret Barrett, she passed away.
Oh, I see. So that changed things up a bit.
Yeah, it did. So the property, it went to her heir, this woman named Mary Kistler.
Okay.
But then in March of 1982, Shannon Brothers Enterprises, they came in and bought the whole plantation.
Hold on. So this was after Stoddard had already planted the wheat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then when January 1st, 1982 rolled around, you know, the usual time for the lease renewal, well, Shannon Brothers, they decided not to renew Stoddard's lease.
Oh, wow. So now what happens?
Well, spring comes along and the wheat crop matures, ready for harvest.
And who harvested it?
Shannon Brothers.
No way. Seriously.
Yep. They basically swooped in and collected the rewards of Stoddard's work.
That just doesn't seem right.
I know, right? So, of course, Stoddard asked to be paid back for all the expenses he had put into planting the wheat, all that labor, you know.
He sensed.
But Shannon Brothers, they said no.
Ah, so that's where the legal battle begins.
Yeah, exactly. So, legally speaking, Shannon Brothers, since they own the land, they technically own the crops on that land too, right?
Yeah, I see where this is going. It's that clash between what's technically legal and what's fair.
Exactly. So the big question the court had to grapple with was this. Should Shannon Brothers legally have to pay Stoddard for those costs, even though technically his lease had run out?
And that brings us to the heart of this whole unjust enrichment thing, doesn't it?
It does. So can you break down what exactly unjust enrichment means in the eyes of the law?
Sure. It's kind of like, you know, a legal principle based on fairness. See, the law, sometimes it has to look beyond just the strict rules, you know, and make sure things are actually just and equitable.
Right.
And unjust enrichment is all about preventing someone from getting a free ride, basically, from unfairly benefiting from someone else's efforts or property.
Okay, I'm following you.
So even if there's no written contract, the court can step in and say, hold on, you can't just benefit from this without paying your fair share.
I get it. So it's like, even if you didn't break a specific agreement or contract, you could still be in the wrong if you're getting something for nothing off of someone else's hard work.
Exactly.
Interesting. So how did the court actually apply this idea of unjust enrichment to Kistler v. Stoddard? What were the big things they considered?
Well, first off, they looked at the benefit that Shannon Brothers got from the whole deal, and it was pretty clear they got a valuable wheat crop without paying anything extra for it.
It wasn't included in the purchase price of the land.
Nope. So they essentially got this bonus harvest free of charge, thanks to Stoddard's work.
I see. So Shannon Brothers definitely benefited. But what about Stoddard's side of things? Did the court take that into account?
Oh, absolutely. They looked closely at whether Stoddard knew his lease wouldn't be renewed when he planted the wheat. You know, was he trying to pull a fast one?
Right.
And the court, well, they found that Stoddard, he had no reason to think things would change.
You said he'd been farming there for over 20 years.
Exactly. And his lease had always been renewed before, so he was acting in good faith, planting the wheat like he always did.
Right. So it wasn't like he was trying to take advantage of the situation.
No, not at all. And the court also considered another really important factor, fairness.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, Shannon Brothers, they had a choice. They could have decided not to harvest the wheat, right?
I guess so.
But they didn't. They chose to harvest the crop and make money from it. So the court basically said, look, you can't choose to benefit from Stoddard's work and then refuse to pay him for it.
I see. It had to be fair for both sides.
Right. And there's this one line from the court's decision that really gets to the heart of it. They said, Shannon would without justification reap the benefits of Stoddard's labor.
That's a pretty powerful statement.
It is. And it shows how the court, you know, they weren't saying that Shannon Brothers didn't legally own the wheat.
Right.
But they were saying that ownership doesn't mean you get to be unjustly enriched. You can't just profit from someone else's efforts without compensating them.
I see. I see. So it's about finding that balance, right, between property rights and fairness.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is all fascinating. But let's zoom out a bit. What's the bigger takeaway here? Why should people beyond farmers care about this case?
Well, for one thing, this case kind of protects tenant farmers, right?
How so?
Well, it shows they have some recourse if a new landowner tries to take advantage of their work. You know, like they planted the crops, they deserve to be paid if someone else harvests them.
Right. So it helps level the playing field a bit.
Exactly. But beyond that, this case really highlights a broader legal principle. When does fairness outweigh strict property rights?
Interesting.
You know, like, when is it okay for the law to step in and say, hey, this might be legal, but it's not right?
Yeah.
It's something to think about.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like the law trying to adapt to what's right, even if it means bending the rules a bit.
Exactly. You see this pop up in other cases, too. Like, there's this one, Brittingham v. Stroop, where a tenant farmer also got paid for his crops, even after his lease ended.
So this isn't just a one-off decision?
Nope, not at all. It's a recurring theme in the law.
Hmm. Okay, so let's play devil's advocate for a second. Could someone argue that Stoddard should have seen this coming? You know, the original owner had died, there was a new owner. Maybe he should have been more careful.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, he was dealing with written leases now with specific end dates.
Right.
But you also got to remember, he'd been farming there for decades, always renewing the lease. So it's not unreasonable for him to assume things would continue as usual.
So it's this question of what he could have reasonably expected.
Exactly. And whether Shannon Brothers were trying to be opportunistic, you know, taking advantage of a situation.
I see, I see. So it's not just about what's legal, but also about what's ethical and fair in the situation.
Precisely.
Okay, let me throw out a hypothetical. What if Shannon Brothers had decided, hey, we don't want wheat on this land, and just plowed the crop under? Would Stoddard still have a case?
Oh, that's a good one. That gets to the heart of unjust enrichment, you know? Because in that case, Shannon Brothers wouldn't be benefiting from Stoddard's work.
Right. It wouldn't be unjust enrichment because they wouldn't be enriched at all.
Exactly. It's not just about the money Stoddard spent. It's about whether Shannon Brothers gained something from it unfairly.
Okay. So it's all about the benefit, the enrichment part. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's worth thinking about this in the context of agriculture, you know? Growing crops, it's like an annual investment.
Right. Unlike the land itself, which is permanent.
Exactly. So the crops, they're temporary, and maybe that influences how the court views these situations.
I see, I see. It's all about context.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about what unjust enrichment is and how it applies in this case, but it's not like a magic wand to fix any unfair situation, right?
Well, definitely not. I mean, the courts, they aren't trying to rewrite contracts or agreements. If you have a clear contract and someone breaks it, well, that's a different story.
So it's more about filling in the gaps where there's no contract or when something unexpected happens, like in this case.
Exactly. The whole point of equity is to prevent someone from getting a windfall unjustly, to make sure that things are fair when the normal rules don't quite cut it.
Okay, that makes sense. So to wrap things up, what's the big takeaway for our listeners today? What should they remember from our deep dive into Kistler v. Stoddard?
Well, I'd say the key point is that even when someone legally owns something, that doesn't always mean they're in the clear. The law also cares about fairness, about preventing unjust enrichment. And in this case, the court made sure that Shannon Brothers didn't get to profit unfairly from Stoddard's hard work.
Right. So sometimes the law goes beyond just the black and white rules to ensure that outcomes are just, especially when something unexpected happens, like in this case with the change in land ownership.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that the legal system, it's not always about rigid rules. Sometimes it's about finding that balance between what's legal and what's right.
That's a great point. And it leads us to a final thought for our listeners. You know, in today's world, things are changing so fast. Business, technology, it's all evolving at an incredible pace. So the question is, When and how should the courts apply this idea of fairness and unjust enrichment?
Yeah, it's a big question. Like, think about intellectual property, right? Or projects where people collaborate without a formal contract, or even the gig economy, where workers might not have traditional employment protections. There are all sorts of new and complex situations popping up where someone might be getting an unfair advantage.
Right. It's like, how do we make sure the law keeps up with the times and continues to protect people from being taken advantage of?
Exactly. It's something to ponder. How do we ensure fairness in a world that's constantly changing? It's a challenge, but a really important one.
For sure. And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.